Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio is Larry Jackson, and he's joined by Noah Ritz, Lauren Jones, and Emma Smith. They've been working on the historic restoration of Fraser Hall this summer and are here to talk about their experience. Good morning.
Good morning.
Larry, why don't you start us off and tell us a little bit more about the background of the project? How long has it been going on, and what's the history here?
The Sitka Fine Arts Camp inherited the campus in 2011, and Jonathan Christ Tompkins in 2012 brought about a dozen Yale students here to help with the restoration of the campus. That evolved into the Historic Restoration Internship Program. I've been working with Pete Weiland for the last 4 years, working on first the laundry building roof and then the facade of North Pacific Whitmore Hall and this year Fraser Hall.
And can you tell me what's that process like, and how much work has been done and how much still needs to be done?
We've been fortunate in that we've gotten funds through state preservation monies that have come to Sitka as a certified federal city. And that's allowed us to purchase materials such as shingles and other lumber to restore the facade. On the previous buildings, we ripped the entire shingle and underlayment off and restored those. They were in bad shape, plus decorative elements. Fraser Hall, we've worked very hard to retain as much of the original materials and fabric of the building as possible. We've also focused on restoring a lot of architectural details that have been either lost or covered over during the years. And at this point, we'll be finishing up. Today's our last day after 4 weeks of effort.
Wow, your last day. How do you guys feel about that?
I think for the most part, we're sad to leave the Sheldon Jackson campus and sad to leave Sitka, but we are happy that we've been able to see our work come to fruition and see the facade looks great. And it's wonderful to have so many people telling us how great it looks.
And you guys, there are 11 of you, and some have graduated recently, but you're all three undergrads right now. Can you tell me a little bit about your backgrounds and why you decided to pursue this internship?
Well, I go to the University of Illinois. I'm from Illinois, and I'm an urban planning major. So historic preservation is kind of a huge key part in the big field of urban planning. And I have more of a global cities focus. And so it's been really cool exploring like the culture and being able to preserve the culture and identity of Sitka.
So Emma, an urban planning major, but Lauren, you're a nursing major, right? So that seems kind of out of left field. Why did you decide to come here?
Yeah, so nursing and construction really has almost nothing to do with each other. But I had worked on some projects with my dad before, and I knew I liked working with my hands and with wood, and I thought it would be a great experience to kind of get a more in-depth experience with that. And I think I have also learned things such as working with a team and being concerned about safety, so I'm sure there are many skills I have picked up that will carry over.
And Noah, chemistry major, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like nursing, chemistry definitely doesn't have that much to do with construction.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw this program as a great opportunity to not, you know, be stuck inside doing research, not have a stuffy desk job, mm-hmm. do something that's fun, get to meet people who are like-minded, and also get to explore Sitka.
And what have you learned from this experience? What are some of the skills you've gained?
I think one of the biggest things that I've gained is just like working with your hands experience. Like, you can't get that everywhere, and coming here to Sitka, you've just learned so much, and you've learned so much from the people in the area too. That's another aspect that I've gained. It's really cool, like going out into the community and just like seeing a different way of life than it is from back home. So it's been really neat.
I think safety is also been a massive point among our group. We've been fortunate enough that we've not really had any disrupting accidents at all. And safety, like working with your hands, is one of those things you can only really learn by doing it and
right.
eventually learning the ropes.
And that's bringing up something you mentioned. You actually, you know, from the very beginning are working with your hands. You build the scaffolding you're actually going to be using. So what's the timeline like? You've been here, and what have you, you started out building the scaffolding, and then what? How did that go?
So the scaffolding took about a week to build. And then for the next week, week and a half, we scraped paint. And then from there, it was cool to see people pick up on their kind of own projects, where we had a group of four people in the shop. We had some people painting, some people fabricating columns. And then from there, we kind of came together this last week and finished up painting the facade and painted the south side of the building.
And you said that one of the bigger structural changes that you were a part of, you actually uncovered some original paneling?
Mm-hmm. So in one of the renovations during the last century, they covered up this original paneling design. Mm-hmm. So one of the best moments for us was getting to pry off shingles and discover that not only were there remnants of panels, but they were full panels, essentially completely intact, that we didn't have to do much touch-up work structurally at all. All it really needed was a fresh coat of paint.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of amazing. You know, what's the most interesting thing you've seen in this experience or in your time in Sitka? What's the thing you're going to take home with you and not forget?
I think I'm going to take home just being around so many awesome people who have like the same drive as I do. It was just really like inspiring and encouraging. And I think we all can say that we learned a lot through it, a lot of like teamwork skills and communication, just being around each other. And we've also had a ton of fun together. So it's definitely a lot of memories that I'll keep forever.
And it's sort of like 11 interns, you know, here in Sitka. It's sort of like undergraduate summer camp, I guess you'd probably say. So have you been able to do a lot of fun stuff, you know, in your time off?
Yeah, we try to make an effort to go canoeing, hiking as much as possible, see a peak, try and climb it.
Mm-hmm.
At least the ones that are, you know, right in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying our best. We did Edgecombe, I know, must have been this last weekend. We've done, you know, classics, Gavin Hill, mm-hmm. you know, the greatest hits of Sitka.
All right. And Larry, can you tell me what's next for the Historic Restoration Project? What's the next thing on the agenda?
There's no decisions formal at the moment, but my anticipation is that we'll work on the two remaining sides of Fraser Hall that are in pretty dire straits.
And that'll be next summer?
We usually run between mid-July and mid-August. This year is really unique in that we had only 11 interns. In prior years, we've had 26 to 25, and mm-hmm. last year, 16. But they really came together as a team this year and did almost as much work in many ways as the other teams have.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and enjoy your last day on the job.
Thank you.
I've been joined by Larry Jackson, Noah Ritz, Lauren Jones, and Emma Smith, who've been working on the historic restoration of Fraser Hall.